She was like a mother to me. She helped us in a time of need.
Don't be stupid. She's not your mother.
An aunt props up her niece's family.
I wouldn't say it was a loan, ma'am.
It was a loan. You paid part of it back.
Until she was in need herself.
Your Honor, she changed her attitude when she lost her job.
When she lost her job, she needed money.
We've done stuff for her also, not monetary, though.
Like what? Did you give her blood? Did you give her a kidney?
Judge Judy.
You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. This is Judge Judy.
Susan Griffith is suing her niece, Melanie Heyer, and Melanie's husband, Chris, for an unpaid loan, property damage, and locksmith fees.
Order. All rise.
It's case number 230 on the calendar in the matter of Griffin versus Heyer.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Judge Pryor has been sworn in. You may be seated. Sir, have a seat.
Miss Griffin, this young woman is your niece.
Yes, Your Honor.
And you are her husband?
Yes, ma'am.
You have four children.
Correct.
And you've been living in your aunt's house, renting it from her, for many years. How many?
8 years, ma'am.
And it is your claim that, A, when they moved out, they trashed the house, and a balance of a loan that you made because Mr. Heyer's truck needed substantial work. They couldn't afford it. You paid for the work. They agreed to pay you back, and the original loan was $5,100. Is that right?
I wouldn't say it was a loan, ma'am, but the original amount, $5,100.
It was a loan. You paid part of it back. Don't be ridiculous.
Yes, ma'am, we paid part of it back just when we had money to do it.
Listen to me.
Just because it was the right thing to do.
You don't pay it back because it's the right thing to do. You pay it back because it was a loan.
Thank you.
You're stupid. I just asked you a question. The original loan was $5,100.
Yes.
And how much did you pay back?
How much was it? Around $3,000.
Not around.
I believe it was $2,900 to $3,000.
How much did you pay back?
About $3,200, Your Honor.
Not a pound.
How much did they pay back?
They've paid me $2,200 so far, Your Honor.
May I see proof? Do you have proof of how much you paid?
I created a little spreadsheet on my... This is my evidence. I have a spreadsheet on my phone of each month that they paid me.
No, I don't. We didn't bring evidence of what we paid, ma'am, because it wasn't a loan, so...
She helped us. She was like a mother to me. She helped us in a time of need.
Don't be stupid.
It's
don't
naive.
Say anything that's stupid.
I was naive.
You have children. You have children. She's not your mother.
Well, it's not the first time she's done something like that either. In that
well,
amount,
then you,
yes,
then,
ma'am.
Then turn around. Listen.
I'm listening.
Mr. Not related to her, really. Then you turn around, if that's not the first time she did it to her, and you say, thank you. We're sorry. Right now, we couldn't afford to pay any more on the loan that you gave us so that I could have a truck. So you turn around and you say, thank you for not only that, but for all the other things that you did, because I'm not related to you at all.
Well, we've done stuff for her also, not monetary, though.
Just a second.
Yes, ma'am.
Like what? Did you give her blood? Did
no,
you
ma'am.
Give her a kidney?
What
did you do for her?
I've done yard work for her. I've done upkeep on her house, on the house that she's rented for us, that she bought for us. I've done, numerous things, ma'am. My wife's done, took her to, family business that's been family.
We're very close.
Your Honor, we were close until I loaned money.
Listen to me. I got it.
Thank you. Thank you.
Your Honor, she changed her attitude when she lost her job.
Listen to me. Listen to me carefully. If when she had money from a job, right? By the way, where do you work?
I'm a stay-at-home mother.
So the answer is, when she lost her job, she needed money.
And Your Honor, we put
when she lost her job, she needed money. There's nothing wrong with that. So she stopped helping you. And she said, now you have to pay me back what I've been giving you. What is wrong with that? Instead of excuses. Where do you work?
I work for a marine construction company.
Are you a full-time employee?
Absolutely.
Good. How much do you earn every 2 weeks?
Every 2 weeks is probably around $1,800.
What do you mean probably around? You get overtime?
Yes, ma'am. It's different every week. And I do scale jobs.
What's the least amount that you make every 2 weeks?
$1,400.
And what's the most amount you make every 2 weeks?
Made upwards of $2,600 every 2 weeks.
And how much was she charging you to rent this house?
$1,500 a month, Your Honor.
How many bedrooms is it?
Four.
Did you move into another place after you left her house?
Yes.
Tell me where you moved to.
It was a house down the road just a little bit, in the same neighborhood for our children to go to the same school and all.
Great. How many bedrooms?
Three, with one bathroom. Quite considerable amount smaller.
We didn't have much time to get out.
How much is your rent?
We're not at that place any longer. At that place... Shh.
You moved out. You moved down the street to a three-bedroom, one-bath house, considerably smaller. What was the rent?
$1,650.
How long did you stay there?
2 months.
Did you pay the rent?
Yes.
How much?
$1,650 a month, Your Honor, plus the deposit.
Well, the first.
Did you lose the deposit?
No, we got everything back.
Great.
From that.
And
residence.
Where did you move? And where did you move from there?
Same neighborhood, just down another road.
Are you still in that residence?
Yes, ma'am.
Tell me about that house. How many bedrooms?
3 bedrooms.
How many baths?
2.5.
What is your rent?
$1,650 again.
So also a much smaller house.
Yes.
Smaller house.
Well, about the same size, just different layout, the way the rooms are laid out.
Okay. So she was charging you $1,500 a month rent for a 4-bedroom house.
When we moved in 8 years ago.
Just a second.
Sorry.
Okay. Just a second. Did she raise the rent from 8 years ago?
No.
No. So your new landlord is charging you $150 more for rent for a house that's smaller.
Yes.
So she wasn't overcharging you the rent.
No.
And over the years, the $1,500, she didn't raise that rent.
No.
There came a time, however, when she said, I want to raise your rent $50.
It did come a time.
There did come a time. And it was after that that you moved out.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
Sorry.
When did they stop repaying the loan for the car?
The last payment I received was in June.
June of this year?
June of this year, yes.
And when did they move out?
They moved December 1st of last year.
Who is living in your house now?
I'm living in the house. The home I lived in, I had it up for sale. That was why I had given them notice that they needed to move, because I planned on moving into that property.
Did you first tell them that you were going to increase their rent?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
I told them I was going to raise it by $50, and they told me absolutely not.
Okay, fine. So they owe you the $2,900. You're living there now?
Yes, I am.
Now, what kind of property damage are you alleging?
I do have some pictures.
Well, I would like you to tell me.
Okay, well, when I received the keys back in the middle of the night, stuck
we're
in my mailbox.
We're talking about December. We're talking about almost a year ago. What took you so long to get here if there was damage to the house?
Well.
Not a well. I can understand the loan, because they made a last payment on the loan in June. But if they moved out in December, January, February, March, April, and May, if they did damage to the house, why are we...
I was afraid they wouldn't give me any money at all.
Well, that's not a good enough reason.
Well...
Okay, $2,900. That's what you get. Now, let's start with your counterclaim, which is a little bit of nonsense. You want money owed for return of 1 month's rent, appliance, and for keeping mail resulting in fines. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Let's start with 1 month's rent. The 1 month's rent you claim you paid is for what month?
It would be the first month we moved in, from May of 2009.
Forget it. What about the appliance?
We replaced the stainless steel range twice.
No. I'm sorry, ma'am. We replaced the microwave over the stove microwave.
I said it wrong.
We replaced the washing machine twice and the dryer once.
Very good. You have 4 children.
Yes, ma'am.
Good for you. What's next? And for keeping mail resulting in fines, in what month did she keep the mail?
Not sure when she received it, but we never...
Actually, wait a minute, ma'am. When we were moving, we turned the keys in December 1st. We had
December
something...
December the 9th, I received the keys.
Shh. When you do a change of mail, you know, it takes a few weeks for the mail to start everything flowing in. We had moved down the street, still less than a mile from her home. Evidently, there were some violations. And I got pulled over 3 weeks ago, so I don't have the paperwork on these violations because I had no idea they existed. I asked the police officer why I'm being pulled over. He told me you have a flag.
Listen to me.
And it was sent to...
Listen to me.
Yes, ma'am.
If you have a problem with the post office, you have a problem with the post office. Did you do anything with mail that they got?
Any mail that came to my residence that had their name on it or other people that lived in the home with them, I wrote on there, not at this address, and put it back in the mailbox.
Okay.
That's exactly what I did.
Fine. Who else lived in the house with them?
She had her sister's husband, and their child living. There was 9 of them living at that house for several months at many times.
Okay.
He brought his niece up from Tennessee to live during the summers.
Okay. They owe you $2,900, balance of the loan. Thank you very much. We're finished.
Please excuse me. Step out.
I'm glad she found in favor for them to repay the loan.
I think it's ridiculous.
She would only answer by text when she felt like it.
It's over. I never want to speak or see her again.
It's very hard to help someone out who's not appreciative.
It's very heartbreaking, but all I want is to be done.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Pena versus Venegas. Step forward.
Nichelle Pena is suing fellow dog owner Jason Venegas for vet bills due to a dog attack.
Why don't you give this gentleman your dog? Ms. Pena, it is your claim that the defendant's husky bit your Yorkie.
Yes.
And you want him to be responsible for the vet bills. Mr. Venegas says that you were in a dog park. All the dogs were unleashed. Is that correct so far?
Correct.
That you threw a ball to the Yorkie. So far, correct?
Yes.
That his huskies came over to play with the Yorkie. And let me go back to what words you used. The plaintiff's dog started barking at my dogs, displaying aggressive ball possession behavior.
Correct.
What is that?
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
What did you do?
I ran towards him.
We didn't lose the case, did we?
I've had Yorkies. Certainly isn't intimidated by surroundings.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy.
Nichelle Pena says a husky owned by Jason Venegas attacked her Yorkie at a dog park.
Now, the plaintiff's dog started barking at my dogs, displaying aggressive ball possession behavior.
Correct.
What is that?
So when they're possessive over a toy, you know, they're going to aggressively either bark or do some
bark.
Kind of, you
so
know.
So they were barking.
Yes.
When your huskies came over to play with her with the ball.
Yeah, because they met at the
just
ball.
Just a second. Where her dog was.
Yes.
And she was barking at them.
Yes.
Not to touch her ball.
Correct.
Okay. Got it. And?
And as my dog named Coco tried to play with it, the dogs started, you know, being more aggressive.
What is more aggressive? The dog started to bark.
Started being a growl. So when they started growling towards my dog, my dog started playing with her. As she's playing with her.
And now you're watching all of this, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Just as a, from how far away are you watching all of this?
About 10, 15 yards.
Well, that's a long way to be away from your dog, 10 or 15 yards.
No, because I was in the general area and my dogs were already playing with the big dogs.
10 or 15 yards is a far distance to have two big dogs out of your command control.
What you is 10 or 15 yards?
You want to show me someplace in the room where you were?
From that wall to that wall, that's what
you
I'm thinking
about. You mean this wall?
This wall, yes, ma'am.
To that wall?
Yes, ma'am.
And maybe 20 feet.
Okay, so I miscalculated.
So you were 20 feet away?
Yes.
When you saw your two big dogs going over to the little...
One dog only.
One. So one husky went over.
Yes.
But you have two.
Yes.
And both of them were with you that day.
Yes.
So only one of them ran over to play with the ball.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right? Don't
yes.
say uh-huh. And you were 20 feet away.
They called my dog back.
Did your dog obey to come back?
She looked back at me.
Did she come back?
No.
Okay. So what did you do?
I ran towards my dog.
We didn't lose the case, did we? Say hi. I think we're okay.
You think we're okay? Yeah. I've had Yorkies. Certainly isn't intimidated by surroundings. Okay, so you called your dog back. Dog did not come back. And you started to go over to where
yes,
your
ma'am.
Dog was. How fast were you going
I got
over?
There just about enough to where my dog played with her. And I
no,
was
the
able...
Dog, the dog more than played with her.
Right.
The Yorkie was severely injured.
Was he?
Yes.
Okay.
You see these vet bills?
See, there. When I got to this, my dog...
That's going to show me that the dog was severely injured.
When I got to my dog, I got a harness on my dogs. I was able to put my dog on the leash right away. At that moment, the individual sitting over there with the dog came running at the dog super fast. You can imagine a baseball player trying to steal second base, and he threw himself at the dog, where the dog cried even more further out more.
That didn't happen.
At that moment, the lady here, she was walking only, taking her time, to get to him.
So she wasn't near the Yorkie at all?
No.
How far was she away from the Yorkie?
About the same distance, give
about
or take.
20 feet?
Yes.
So you were both 20 feet away? Right. I want to see the vet bills and the vet's reports. And... The dog is a scrapper. Cute, but a scrapper.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
I mean, I saw your little Yorkie, who was a scrappy little Yorkie. So if I had that kind of situation, would I take my little dog that has no fear? Because everybody's afraid to come here, except Bird and me.
Real cases, real people.
Judge Judy.
Nichelle Pena says a husky owned by Jason Venegas attacked her Yorkie at a dog park.
Okay. Well, the dog had a puncture wound, sir, and that is not a result of somebody falling on the dog, as you suggest. Mm-hmm. The dog, in addition to having a puncture wound, sustained significant trauma to the chest that fractured several ribs.
That's from landing on the body on it.
Could be, but he didn't bite the dog. And an incision was made adjacent to the puncture wound. Mm-hmm. This is all the evidence that you have for me?
No, I have pictures of the park. I have pictures of her.
I know,
after
I don't want to see pictures of the park.
I have statements of a separate witness, and I have the police report.
I'm going to take a look at the police report. Okay, your first name is?
First name is Jason.
Jason, you told the police that your dog was playing catch. I'm telling you what mm-hmm. the police report says. And the Yorkie had gone towards the ball. I think he sort of got it wrong. But Jason said the Yorkie had gone to play towards the ball and his dog bit it. And the dog was bit. The only question that I have is there a small dog park?
There is.
That's either yes or a no.
There's a small dog area.
Well, let me tell you this. I don't know whether he's responsible for the injuries to your dog. I think that there is a certain assumption of risk that you have when you take a dog to a dog park off leash. What you're doing is saying, I am not going to a place where owners are responsible to keep their dogs tethered within a certain space because I want my dogs to play. And therefore, the owners will not have control over their dogs that they are required to have when they're walking them with a leash. I especially don't think that the defendant is responsible because there is a separate area for small dogs. And the kind of trauma that your dog experienced, which perhaps was in part inflicted by Jason's dog, and perhaps in part inflicted when the dog was trying to be protected by Mr. Pena. I don't know, and you don't have an expert here, and your medical records don't indicate that. Your medical records indicate that there was severe trauma to the chest, that there were broken ribs. All of those things could have come about by Mr. Pena falling on the dog.
I didn't fall on the dog. It did not happen.
Just a second. I don't know, but I don't have an expert here to tell me that. Even if I did, I would tell you that I think that you have a responsibility, that if you want to keep your little dog safe and that little dog is spirited, you keep your dog in a small dog park. I have three small dogs. I would not take my three small dogs into a large dog park because I would feel as if my dog became involved in an aggressive, put your hand down, became involved in an aggressive situation with a smaller dog, either my dog could fend for itself or wouldn't get too badly injured if I chose to do that. I don't. But if you take your dog into an area for big and small dogs, you are assuming that there are going to be big dogs there.
This wasn't my first time taking her.
I don't care.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Want justice? Go to judgejudy.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
If you take your dog into an area for big and small dogs, you are assuming that there are going to be big dogs there.
This wasn't my first time taking her.
I don't care.
There's also rules that say all dog owners are responsible for all injuries inflicted by their dog.
Do you have any reports of the defendant's dog being aggressive?
Yeah. In the witness statement.
No.
Okay.
Before this happened, do you have?
Yes, in the witness statement that.
No, I don't read witnesses' statements.
Okay. Then no, I do not.
I mean, I saw your little Yorkie, who was a scrappy little Yorkie. Somebody walked in, one of my camera people walked in, and your dog started to bark and growl.
Yes.
So if I had that kind of situation, would I take my little dog, little scrappy dog, that has no fear, because everybody's afraid to come here, except Bird and me. Would I take my little dog to a dog park, a mixed place dog park? I would not. I don't think you're responsible, sir.
Thank you.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
An ex argues her point loud and clear.
We went house shopping together until you decided to change your mind.
Get out. Get out of my courtroom.
Next Judge Judy.
We've been going there for 2 years. We never had an issue.
I believe that 90% of the wounds were inflicted by Paul.
They were not playing. She ran after her ball. His dog ran and chomped on her. That was it.
Follow the rules of the dog park. That's all you got to do.
I'm glad she's doing better, yes.
Small area, general area, you know, got to be on your own risk.